Hi there, welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. This week we're looking at the fear of disappointment. Now it's very common on this fertility journey to not allow yourself to get positive or hopeful or even excited about the possibility of having a family because you're scared of disappointment. You're scared of getting your hopes up for them to only be dashed again and come crashing down into pain, despair and disappointment. And we were exactly the same. So how do you let go of this fear? How do you allow yourself to relax into this journey and even start to feel positive about it? Well, let's dive in and find out. Hit subscribe to keep updated on the podcast and not to miss any episodes. Fear of disappointment is quite common with my clients. Naturally, you can imagine it's like a protection mechanism. It's part of us that wants to prevent us from feeling disappointment. It's part of us that doesn't want to get our hopes up because we don't want to be disappointed. And I know I felt that when we finally got a positive pregnancy test. I just didn't want to believe it. I didn't want to get my hopes up because they've been dashed so many times. I just didn't want to believe it. There'd been a blood test and I still didn't relax into the process and really believe it was happening. And it wasn't until we had an early scan and I started to believe, okay, maybe this is really real and this is happening. And that fear of disappointment does stop us relaxing into the process. Fear puts tension into our body. That's not good for fertility and a healthy pregnancy. So it's future thinking. It's imagining what may happen or may not happen. It's a movie in our head playing out and it doesn't like what's playing out and it responds accordingly. So the first thing to be aware of, it is all future thinking and it's very plausible, it's very realistic. My fear of fear of disappointment and not wanting to believe the pregnancy test was very credible in a way that, I mean, 10 years into our journey and so many false dawns and false hopes, it's kind of very plausible and very realistic. But the truth is, our thinking cannot predict the future. Our thinking doesn't know what the future holds, despite our past experiences. And sometimes we confuse our thinking with our wisdom, and I think I convince myself my thinking is wisdom. I know it's an inner knowing, it's I'm realistic, I'm kind of a good thinker and pragmatic and sensible, and it really presents itself as something that needs to be listened to. But your inner wisdom, your instinct, your intuition is something different. That's the still, soft voice within. That's the space between thoughts. The space where there is no strong emotion. It's a quiet place. It's a peaceful place. It's almost a neutral place. If you have an emotion like fear, it's telling you you're not actually connected to your wisdom. An emotion is telling you you're not seeing situations with clarity and perspective. An emotion is telling you you've got a busy mind right now. That's all emotion knows. An emotion doesn't know about your past or your future. All it knows is how much thinking you've got in this moment. And fear is obviously a very strong emotion. It's unconsciously we tend to think it's an emotion we have to listen to. Yeah, if you're walking too close to a cliff edge or maybe walking through a very dark alley or street in a city at night, you want to be aware, you want to be kind of alert. That's physical danger. What we're experiencing with the fear of disappointment is psychological fear. It's imagination. And your brain cannot tell the difference in imagination and reality. which is why if you have a nightmare, you wake up with physiological response as if whatever you're dreaming about actually happened, maybe cold sweats or a racing heart. Because your brain can't tell the difference between imagination and reality. So we think we need to listen to fear. But there's a difference between physical danger and psychological fear. So fear also creates the problem it's trying to fix. So the fear of disappointment is trying to prevent you from feeling disappointed. Maybe a fear of failure wants to prevent you from looking stupid, maybe in a performance. But the thing is, those fears, any fear, it creates a problem it's trying to fix. So if you've got a fear of failure, you're less likely to perform at your best and perform well and be happy with your performance, and then you're going to judge your performance and think you've made a fool of yourself. The fear of disappointment on this fertility journey puts tension in our body, which means you're more likely to be disappointed. So fear creates a problem it's trying to fix. Because it's looking in the wrong place for what it's looking for. Fear is looking for the right external circumstances to create an internal response, an emotion, a feeling, an experience. Fear thinks it works outside in. If this doesn't happen, you'll be okay. If this does happen, you will be okay. But it's looking in the wrong place for our internal experience. It doesn't work that way. Nothing makes us feel anything. We live in the experience of our thinking. And fear thinks we need certain external outcomes to be okay. So the fear of disappointment is, it believes that you need a positive pregnancy test or to have a baby to be happy, content, complete, whatever the story is of your thinking. It's the fear of not being happy. It's the fear of living a life of disappointment. So that fear is thinking you need certain external circumstances to be okay on the inside, to be happy on the inside. And it thinks it's a need. It thinks you need it. And when you think you need something, you don't think you're going to get it, that's when the fear kicks in, or the anxiety kicks in. But the truth is, nothing makes us feel anything. We came in the world complete. As a baby, when was the last time you got a baby and thought they weren't complete? Toddlers just spend most of the time just being okay. They don't need anything in this physical world. Well, they need fed and watered, obviously, but they don't need particular coloured bricks or the latest game or the latest toy to be okay, which is why they're happy with the box. There's nothing they need psychologically to be okay in this physical world. And we're telling ourselves unconsciously we need certain things to be okay. And there's a difference between need and a want, a desire. There's nothing wrong with wanting to have a baby. When it becomes a need, it's a subtle but profound difference. And I didn't believe a place of peace while carrying on the journey existed. I didn't believe you could carry on this journey with a place of peace, a feeling of peace within you, a feeling of peace without giving up. I thought you only found that place of peace, a feeling of peace and contentment, acceptance, when you've given up and somehow reconciled the whole situation. But that place of peace without giving up does exist. And exists when you kind of having a baby becomes a desire rather than a need. And that's the biggest thing that made a shift in my journey and my psychology and my biology and my fertility. When for the first time I began to see and sense and imagine I could be okay, we could be okay, we could be happy, we could live an inspiring, fulfilled life with or without children. It took me 8.5 years to get there, but I got there. And I got there because I did my own kind of version of Project U. I could start to have a explore my own relation, my emotions. I realized I avoided my emotions. I started to look at limiting thoughts and beliefs I had in all areas of my life. That meant I wasn't happy at work. I was living a life I thought I should be living rather than being true to my soul. What was underneath all that for me? was a belief I wasn't really loved or valued or wanted. When I let go of those thoughts, because they're learned thoughts, no one's born with those, and I connect to my true self that knows I'm okay, knows I'm worthy, knows I'm loved, I'm lovable, whatever happens. Suddenly my whole outlook on life changed, all of life. I left a very successful career. It wasn't just me. So all I could say, it wasn't me. I need to find something more me. I retrained. I now do what I love. And all sorts of things changed in my life as I began to live what I call more inside out. My body began to flow again. My fertility improved dramatically without me even trying to improve it, having spent many years trying to improve it, doing all sorts of things. So fear turns our desires into needs. Fear is the misuse of imagination. It's nothing can predict the future. But we experience it as real because we have an emotion. And we think that having a real emotion, it means we need to listen to it. Whether it's a fear of disappointment or fear of failure, whatever the fear is, in some sense you need to analyse it. It's just having a fresh or different perspective on relationships, and emotions per se, and looking at our relationship with emotions, whether it's fear, sadness, anxiety. The more we understand the true nature of an emotion, that it's a thought in this moment, it's not reality. It's spontaneous, you can't control it. They come and go like weather systems, and the good news is you don't need to control them, because it's a self-correcting system. Just like a toddler has a tantrum and it moves on without any intervention. We can have a tantrum, a mind, kind of a thought storm, an emotional kind of storm move through, and it moves on its own without us doing anything. The more we try and manage it, the more it hangs around. So seeing fear for what it is a misuse of our imagination means we have fear. It doesn't mean we never feel fear. We're human, we're going to feel fear at times. It's natural to feel fear at times. It's natural to get tricked by our thoughts because this movie in our head is so plausible and so realistic. So there will be times we get tricked, but that's okay. And the more we accept that and see that, we move from being tricked and living in this movie in our head back into reality with grace. With grace, to know that's okay, that's called being human. And not being scared of fear, allowing fear, almost allowing any emotion, the more you understand what it is, you need to be scared of it, you can allow it. The more you don't care whether you're feeling fear, the less power it has over you. True freedom is not never feeling fear, true freedom is not caring what you're feeling. And they can come and go like clouds on a breeze. So having the fear of disappointment is very understandable. It's a very human experience. We can't necessarily stop it because we can't control our emotions. And it's nothing to do with your circumstances. There's nothing to do to fix it or change it. It's about seeing it for what it is. It's about seeing fear as looking in the wrong place for peace and well-being and happiness. It's about seeing fear as the misuse of imagination. And not being scared of it, allowing it. True success for my clients is for them to know they're okay, whether they feel okay or not. And then these emotions can just come and go, and they spend more time back in our default setting of being okay. Our innate well-being is always there, never goes away. The fear might be a brass band in your head, but that still soft flute of well-being, of innate well-being, your true self, is always there. You may get glimpses of it, but it's there, in that space between thoughts. That's who you really are. Loving you.